USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a Buffalo supermarket shooting is pleading guilty to multiple charges, including hate-motivated domestic terrorism.
And I wanted to make sure he was tried by a jury that looked like the victims of this case. I wanted the jury here in Buffalo.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn said he was worried about the case being moved to a different state. The suspect is accused of killing 10 people in May in what authorities say was a racially motivated attack. COVID lockdown protests continue in China. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Hundreds of demonstrators and police have clashed in Shanghai, China, as protests over China's severe COVID-19 restrictions continued into a third day and have now been announced to several other cities. The latest demonstrations, unprecedented in mainland China since President Xi Jinping took power a decade ago, protesters are holding up blank pieces of paper as to not say anything to get them arrested.
Today is Cyber Monday, and spending is expected to hit a record. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. This as some Amazon workers are pushing to unionize.
Workers at the world's largest Amazon Air Hub are pushing to unionize over disagreements about pay. It's located at Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. The expanding Air Hub in Kentucky currently employs about 4,500 workers. Representatives for the workers say their average pay at less than $20 per hour is not in line with the dangers they face in their jobs. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The largest U.S. rail union voted down a tentative contract deal last week, which may lead to a rail strike as early as next week. Appearing on Fox Business, New York Republican Congressman Nicole Malliotakis explains why that cannot be allowed to happen.
I'm hopeful that this can be averted, and I think it's incumbent upon the White House to be working as they did in September. They put together a band-aid that got them through the election, but now's when the real work begins.
The Supreme Court will soon hear arguments on a lawsuit filed by attorneys generals from Texas and Louisiana on whether the Biden administration's immigration policies violate federal law. Florida AG Ashley Moody says that she supports Texas's side.
I think this is one of the most important issues facing the stability of our country and our states.
At issue is whether DHS can prioritize the arrest and deportation of illegal immigrants who pose a threat to national security or public safety. Houston, Texas is expected to be under a boil water notice until at least Tuesday. It's still unclear why there is an 8-hour gap between the power outage at a water purification plant and the warning being put out to the public. State Senator Paul Bettencourt says more than 2 million people are affected by the boil water notice. In Monday Night Football action, the Indianapolis Colts are set to host the Pittsburgh Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.